Hey everybody,
it's Pep
and it's Key's show. We're here today. Good morning. It is a great day. Good morning, my king.
Good morning, my queen.
How are you today?
I'm great.
That is awesome. Great, so what's the verse of the day?
The verse of the day is 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or as tinkling cymbals. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. That's right, I am nothing. And though I become or bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have no charity, it profited me nothing. That's, wow. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 13:1-3.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Keisha.
May the Lord add a special blessing to the readers and the reading of his holy word.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's get down to business. So this particular scripture, like you said, we are marriage mentor coaches certified. And we are excited just to be able to talk to you guys today officially on our brand new format, the Pep and Key Show. So we do have a website. It's www.relationshipsmatterwithpepandkeish.com. Yes, it's long, but it is so worthy and knowledgeable. And to be able to help people in their relationships, not just marriages, but in their sister friends, their mothers, their fathers, uncles, sisters, brothers, just to be able to understand as a whole how we can touch and reach and teach each other by instilling hope, love, and encouragement. So let's get started. So for this particular scripture, you know, it's definitely paraphrased as the greatest love, you know, it's a gift of all. But our show topic today is falling in love. Mm-hmm. Is it a such thing? And some of the, you know, we'll talk about some of the different things that we've experienced in our life, you know, in our marriage as well as other relationships that will influence, you know, whether it's true or whether it's not. So what's your take on it, Paul?
You definitely, yeah. Falling in love is something special. If you know, you have people that can say that they've fallen in love and they've experienced it, you know, it's just definitely great to have love in your life and for you to show love, receive love, also give love. Like the word says, it's better to give than receive. You know, love is just action. You know, it's just a lot that you can tell a person that you love them, but you want to make sure you show them as well as tell them, because you know, love is something where we want to show and let someone know how we feel, what they've done for us, and you want to show that appreciation, and you want to show that love and action towards that person. Give them some reasoning for your love for them. And you know, it's a lot of people out here that looking for love, like they say, in all the wrong places.
Correct, but, exactly. You know,
it starts with God. It starts
look
with
love in all the wrong places.
Exactly. So, definitely love is something that's, you know, this is a big thing.
Yeah.
It conquers all. You know, God is love. So we definitely put him first and showing us how to love. And he gave us his son.
Exactly.
To die for our sins. So that was the biggest gifts that he could give us, that was showing how much he loved us.
Exactly. So based on, you know, 1 Corinthians 1, it, like you said, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. So as far as, you know, how does that relate to, you know, marriage, you know, our marriage and the, you know, relationship that we have when, like you said, it says you don't have love and you've become that sounding brass or clanging cymbal. Some people can perceive that as to be annoying, to have that noise, that clanging noise. And how is that, how do we relate that? Like,
yeah, that's like I said, as far as if you tell a person, like I said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. You know, you're speaking, you're talking,
yes,
you're communicating, you know, love, love, love. However, if you have no charity, which is love, you know, you're kind of like, you know, just shooting off at the mouth and you're not having any action behind it. So you want to show your loved one or your spouse, girlfriend, or whatever, boyfriend, that you really love them. Not just tell me or tell that person, you show them, you know. Take Valentine's Day that's coming up. You know, it's a big day for chocolates. To show someone that you love them, not just tell them. You're not going to just pull up and say, flowers, okay, I love you, jewelry, and this and that. So you're going to show them balloons, with something. Yeah,
you know,
action. You're going to go out to the store. You're going to take time out to purchase a card or write a letter.
Can't wait to get my card.
You know, and get your chocolate. Like you said previously, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Exactly. Especially chocolate covered strawberries. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So,
definitely one of your favorites, huh?
Exactly. So, no promo, no sponsorship, but edible arrangements are the best, okay? So, guys, don't leave them out. Like you said, they're not paying us. So, it's not a sponsored ad, but edibles are awesome for chocolate strawberries. So, with that said, you know, to be, like you said, to be in love is a great feeling. It can be scary. It can be, you know, sad. It can be disappointing at times, and it can just be pure joy and bliss. But I also feel like if you don't have the love of God in your heart and your spirit, and you do not have, you know, self-love, it is difficult to be able to receive love from other people. So when you say, you know, our segment today is sponsored by K-Stone for You, and we'll be playing their song Falling in Love throughout the segment. So that, you know, it's a couple sentences in there said, I think I'm falling in love. You know, this is no ordinary girl. And, you know, for a guy to say that they're falling in love, you know, what does that mean? Break that down.
That's big for a guy to say he's falling in love with someone, because he's really allowing himself to be vulnerable, to open up and share his, you know, thoughts and feelings or whatever. And a lot of guys don't like to share those thoughts and feelings, but, you know, we want to be kind of like guarded or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, if we feel that special way about a person, you know, a lot of times we don't mind letting them know
exactly
how you feel. And, you know, you can do it through songs, you can do it through poems, writing. You know, just actions, like we talked about earlier. You know, you want to show somebody how much you care, so you take out the time to write.
Exactly.
You know, how you feel and show and, you know, explain to them how you've been feeling, how, you know, that, you know, you're feeling towards that person. So that's big for gentlemen out there to open up, you know, share your feelings. It's okay.
Exactly.
You know, we all men, and we want to show our ladies that, you know, how we feel about them. So it's a good thing.
Well, it goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 4 that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. What is your take on that?
I mean, as far as, you know, you want to, it's not about bragging or boasting. You know, it's look at me, look at me. It's just something that done. Love is shown.
It is.
You know, behind closed doors. It doesn't have to be out in the open, and then you have to let everyone parade around saying, I did this for you, I did that for you. Because a lot of people do stuff for you. It's fine, but it doesn't have to be broadcasted all over.
You know, you always want something in return.
Yeah, you don't want to have something that's got strings attached.
Correct.
No, you want to have something attached. That's, you know, just genuine. Love is genuine. Love is kind. You know, something that when you're showing a person that you love them, it's not something that's, you know, you don't have any hidden agendas.
Correct.
You know, it's really something that's really true and pure. Coming from the heart. So what comes from the heart reaches the heart.
Amen. So 1 Corinthians 13 and 5 says that does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believe all things, and hopes all things, and endure all things. That's 4 through 7. So, you know, that's one thing that I always say, you know, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And, you know, this is not no different. To be able to believe in all things, to hope in all things, and endure all those things, to be able to, you know, understand those things that we want to have faith in, and that we have to be whole truth for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely, you know, you want to make sure it's nothing that's, like I said, any hidden agendas when you, you know, explain it to your, you know, significant other or your newfound love that, you know, you want to make sure that it's true, it's genuine. It's not anything that's, you know, anything behind the curtain, so to speak, that you have out as far as trying to have any hidden.
But what's a hidden? You say hidden. What is hidden?
I mean, you may want to have something that you're trying to see this person and you want to tell them you love them because you're trying to get something out of them.
An agenda.
It's definitely not hidden. That's why I say a hidden
agenda. I mean, but isn't relation? I mean, like you said, the love is everything is a hidden agenda. I mean, or it's an agenda, but maybe not hidden. Mm. I mean, we may not be able to reveal everything, you know, in the beginning, mm-hmm. and things come out eventually.
Yeah.
But
was that true love, though? Was that true love if it comes out that you find out, oh, you really said you loved me because you were trying to get something, you were trying to get me either money or you want to get sex or you want to get...
You all want to get something out of the relationship. But I do believe that you can love someone and you can feel that it's true, mm-hmm. but you still are being selfish by what you want out of. I mean, we all have things we want.
Wouldn't you want love in return, though? You know,
yes.
So that's something that you would want back. When you say you love someone, you want to hear, okay, I love you as well. You know, so when you're doing things for a person because you love them, it shouldn't be felt as a hidden agenda. You just told me you love me because you wanted this, that, and the other. It should be something that if you give me something because you love me, I feel that, yeah, it shouldn't be taken in, well, what have you done for me type thing.
Correct.
Know? So I think, like it's, the word says, it's something that's in you. The love is something that you want to do that should be done out from the heart.
Correct.
You know, so
you don't give to receive.
Give to receive, right. Exactly.
Got
so,
it.
You know.
Awesome. Well, it says in 1 Corinthians 13:8 that love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I am also known. And 13 says, and now abide in faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Mm,
that's it.
So, what's your understanding of Scripture 11? When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I hear from so many women in relationships that their significant others, husbands, partners, boyfriends have not put away childish things, although they are commanding to be the head of the household. They are wanting their, you know, family to respect them, love them, honor them, adore them, cherish them as we are vowed to do. But yet there are so many things that can be perceived not just from a female point of view, but from a scripture point of view that are childish, and yet they refuse to let those childish things go.
Yeah, I mean, you as a man have to look inside yourself, and we as adults, you know, not just men, but as women as well, have to look inside ourselves and say, okay, it's time to, you know, kind of what say, grow up, so to speak.
Yeah.
You can't keep using the excuse that, okay, I'm still learning and I'm still trying to get a handle on this. You know, you can't keep using that as an excuse. You know, if you're going out working every day and you're holding down a household, you have to put away those childish things because it's time to take on the responsibility as a man, as an adult. You want to make sure that you're doing those things to show examples to your children, to your wife or girlfriend or whatever, that you are growing up, you have taken on the responsibility as an adult, and you can't keep using the excuse that you're hiding behind some childish curtain, so to speak, that you want to keep making excuses for doing those childish things that you're doing. But you want to stand up as an adult, that you let everyone know that, listen, I put away those childish things, I can't keep acting childish, and to the point where you want to have an adult mindset, and you have to live and take responsibility as an adult.
You said that, Pap. So, like you said, I hear, like you said, so much in that we could unwrap, but, it is what it is. It doesn't even have to be unwrapped fully, because, the men know, like you said, man to man, they know what they should be doing, what they shouldn't. But we do have some men who say, well, I wasn't taught this, or I wasn't taught that. And I just want to hear your point of view on that.
Well, we all have things we haven't learned everything when we were a child, so even if you had a man or you're both parents in the household, the parents always try to give you as much as they can and try to teach you as much as they can. If you don't have both parents in the house, you still, if it's just your mom or if it's just your dad, they're trying to tell you all that they can tell you, far as when you become an adult. So you can have those little nuggets when you were living in a household of what you were taught, what you were given, what you were, being just guided on when you were a kid. So those things were instilled in us, instilled in you, but we have to take responsibility as we get an adult to say, I need to use those different nuggets that my parents were giving me, my mom or my dad or whatever were trying to teach me. You can't keep using it, saying, well, I'm not, it's really basically saying you're not going to apply those things that were being taught. I think it's just excuses that we make to say, okay, well, I wasn't taught this or I wasn't taught that. I think a lot of times we refuse to accept what we were trying to be taught and what mom was trying to tell us and what dad was trying to tell us.
I agree.
They tell us before we get to that wall, like, listen, exactly, it's a wall down the street.
Okay.
Do not go down.
Do not. Do not go down. Do not pass
and
go.
What do we do? We go down the street, and we have to figure out on our own.
Correct.
We have to get smacked upside the
head.
Just
hard-headed.
On our own. So, a lot of times it's our fault, but,
what is it? A hard head makes a what?
A soft eye.
Exactly.
You kind of bring it on yourself. So.
Like, girl, your head's so hard. I told you.
Yes,
okay,
indeed.
Mom. All right.
Yeah, you can't.
We think we
know
everything.
Get away from it. Mom, grandma,
exactly,
grandpa,
exactly.
Yes.
So whatever you want to be called, they taught you the best that they've known,
yes,
based on their experiences.
Exactly.
But we don't live like that now. Well, right. No, actually, we do. It might look different, it might sound different, but we all have a responsibility to learn. If you make a commitment to have that relationship, then it's your responsibility to find out what the other person wants and needs are.
Right.
And to make sure that you are talking to them about, what you want out of the relationship. That's what I said. We went back to saying, hidden agendas. We know that we all have an agenda when it comes into, because we want our needs met. We talked about his and her needs, mm-hmm, when we started our discipleship class. And
right.
Shout out to Pastor Barney Sr. at
right.
New Antioch Baptist Church in
yes.
Randallstown, Maryland. We
Barney.
Had a great time in our discipleship class, and we talked about, some of the things that, women and men and how it's structured.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, very valuable to us to kind of see, wow, we do have a place as structured in Christian beliefs. So, man has a place and a woman has a place, and it's up to us both to work together to find that median, to be able to say, hey, this is what I need, this is what you need, and to be able to seek counseling and, you know, like you said, marriage mentor coaching from other people who have also done and, you know, want to be better. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being your, you know, somebody that, you know, you want to be up, you know, looked up to or held up to. But why wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be our best selves. Right. And granted, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. You know, we have tiffs and arguments all the time, and actually it's kind of healthy to be able to hash stuff out, to be able to get stuff off of our chest, and to be able to talk it out openly. So with that being said, you know, that closes up the segment this morning on the greatest gift is love, and we move on to the second portion of our show where we can just, you know, do what we do. So Pep, let's talk about clingy people. Tell me a little bit about your experience with clingy people.
Clingy people, man, I tell you, people can be clingy sometimes. You know, they like some. A lot of times, they like what you offer, what you're about. You know, the light that's in you, they like that light.
Yes.
They like that shine that you might have, or that swag, so to speak. You know, they just want to be around you.
But
you know?
Sometimes so people, when they cling to you, they think it's love, though.
Yeah, but you know, it's you kind of know. You know, the difference between a clingy person or a person that's kind of like really, you know, just happy to be around you, far as, you know, far as love and things
exactly.
like that. You know, it's just, it's something that you're not going to get away from. People like to be around that's the people that have something going on that, you know, it's kind of like going in the good direction, right direction, because people know, they look and see, they pay attention. To what you're about or what you're doing.
But is it so, I mean, but if it's selfish for them to be clingy, like cling to you, like, you know, you're just, they're it and they're all, and whether it's your friend, your mom, your sister, boyfriend, husband, you know, like you said, is it a state of mind for them, like for crying out for need for attention, or it's just wanting them all for yourself?
Yeah, it could be a lot of, pretty much a little bit of both. You know, clinging out for attention, crying out for attention, and, you know, just wanting to be around. Just, I mean, you could take it, you could say, okay, they want to just be around somebody that has a positive thing going on, something that's going on that's good, that they see that's good. So they want to be around it.
I'm talking about your your loved ones, your lover, your friend, your girlfriend, husband, whoever, sister, friend.
I mean, everybody needs their space. So if you're talking about relationships, far as, your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, or whatever, everyone needs their space at times. I mean, it's good to be snuggled up and watch a movie or go out and stuff like that, but you need some space sometimes. You know, you kind of break it to them gently, say,
I'm going to need you to break that down because people need to understand.
And you can't.
We all need our own space in the household.
Exactly. Yeah, you need somewhere where you can just get by yourself and just be by yourself sometimes. I mean, it's good because, you know,
you just miss me a little bit.
You have to have something where you can miss a person a little bit. You don't have to always be under them and be around them. But, you know, it's kind of tough. I think the ladies have a tougher time receiving that.
We do.
The guys seem to like, you know. Like, okay,
whatever. No.
Give me a little space.
Y'all could be just as clingy. Men can be just as clingy. Men ordinarily want all the space. And that we're supposed to just,
fellas,
you know.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
No, we're supposed to just do whatever and have time for everybody. But we are the ones who don't have the most space for ourselves.
Y'all hear this, fellas.
We do not have time. We are managing a career, managing a home, pleasing our man or woman or partner. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, we need our own, you know, minute.
That's where we come to compromise. Okay. Mondays is my day, my Monday night football.
You know what? Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday,
you know,
Saturday. He works, he watches football.
Listen,
football season is over, thank the Lord.
He
watches
so
all football, college football,
NFL,
AFL, everything. It could be stuff that he don't even want to look at. Just keep his mind busy on sports, which
is
cool.
Outlet. But we're going to talk about it in our next segment.
That's the next section.
You know, what is your outlet? But you can't let it over consume you, fellas. You can't let it consume you. You got to make time.
This is like some people's video games. Yeah. They play video games nonstop. That's, you got tournaments. Some people's outlet. You got gamers. Yes, that's their outlet.
I think we're getting off topic, though.
That's not off topic. Mm-hmm. It's still
sticking to clingy.
I know that, but still. We'll table that for another discussion. But it still goes back to show you what people, like you say, some women that I've talked to, feel like their spouses don't love them, or because they're not spending time with them, doing things that they want to do, versus them staying at home watching them play video games.
No, you have to make time, though. You can't just let people
get upset
by themselves and say, okay, well, I don't want to have time with, you know, spending time with you. No,
yeah,
that's not clingy. That's, you know, really having some type of space to get away from things sometimes. But it's really like you have to kind of be able to sense a person, you know, that maybe, okay, I'm being overbearing, I'm being a little too clingy or whatever. But as far as communication has to be key, has to be prevalent in your relationship, because communication is key. Communication is the number one key in any relationship that you have, because you have to know where the person coming from. You have to make sure that you're staying in contact with that person and say, okay, this is how I'm feeling. This is how I relax, release. I come home from work, I need to have, you know, just release and just relax, get by myself. Let me decompress.
Yeah, and that's a part of, but that's a part of the love. That's a part of, you know, people don't realize that, like you say, falling in love with someone is, you know, just as tough as staying in love with them. Mm-hmm. You can love them all day, but that love goes so much further, because we are, you know, under the impression like, you know, love is all we need. Mm-hmm. No, love is not going to keep you forever. Mm-hmm. There's work to put into each relationship that you have. And it doesn't matter who it is. They are going to test you. You are going to test them. And you need to be able to have a strong foundation to be able to have something to go back to with whatever you believe in, and say, hey, you know what? This is what I've learned, and this is what we, you know, need to kind of work at and talk about and talk it through. A lot of people don't like to talk about things, but honestly, you know, we all need to be able to, you know, kind of hash things out with ourselves, and then with the, you know, with our significant others. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, you know, you may have a mom, auntie, sister, friend, or even, you know, a brother, uncle who, you know, you are upset with, and you love them with everything, but they've wronged you. You know, at what point, like you said, do you, you know, let them know about that? You know, that's something that we want to table as well. But to be able to say, okay, I'm going to let this go, I'm going to forgive you, I still love you, but, you know, how can we resolve this in a loving way without, you know, resorting to other avenues? So with that being said, it's just, you know, an understanding that, you know, we all can love, we can be loved, but there's so much more to be able to unpack with that. And like you said, with, you know, with that, to be able to get to that place where you're like, wow, you know, I think this is the one, you know, it takes a lot for you to be able to trust, and, you know, trust yourself first, and to be able to know in your heart that, wow, you know, I'm really feeling this person. But then sometimes, yes, like you said, you're feeling them for what you see sometimes, and you don't always see that person for who they really are until the masks are breaking down, until you're in their personal space, or you're living with them, and or you get married, and then you move in with them, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is not what I signed up for. Talk a bit about that. Seeing something and versus what's really there, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is literally not what I perceived you to be, and then stuff start changing up.
Yeah, it seems like that a lot of times. You hear people talking about, you know, they didn't know this person until they moved in and they got married or whatever, and it changed. But when you have the relationship start off, you know, there are signs all the time that pop up. But you have to pay attention to those red flags, so to speak. And those red flags come up and they show themselves. But we're so in love and we're so, you know, so new, so fresh. We're like looking past those red flags. So you have to pay attention to those red flags and make sure that you're addressing those red flags.
Yeah.
So if you want to move further in the relationship, that's your choice. But those red flags do present themselves. There's no perfect person out here. There's no perfect person, no perfect relationship where you're going to find 100% of what you're looking for, so to speak. But you have to say, okay, what? You have to really know what you're looking for, first of all.
Yes.
You know, you have to be knowing who you are, knowing what you need, what you're looking for, and what's going to fulfill your need, and what's going to fulfill your desires that will make you perfect for that relationship, for that person.
Exactly.
You know, so that person that you're looking for has to come to the table as well with the same same knowledge of who they are, who they're looking for. That way you two can come together, talk, communicate, interact to see if that really works. You know,
exactly.
I think a lot of times we jump into something that's not really sought out, is jump into it too fast and you haven't really paid attention to the red flags and even discussed the red flags.
Yeah.
You know, until you're in a marriage or a relationship where you knew back when those red flags were there, but you move past it to say, well, I can either change them or I can mold them into what they need to be, which is a big mistake a lot of us make.
Yeah, we all make that.
You know,
both men and women.
They want to mold a person into who they think they should be. But
correct.
You have to let a person be who they are.
Yeah, say that one more time. Say that one more time.
You have to let a person be who they are. You can't change a person.
Cannot change them.
You have to let a person be who they are.
They have to change on their own.
Will show you who they are.
Yes, they will.
And you know if that person's right for you.
You got to make the decision whether or not you're going
to,
compromise, or whether you're going to take them for who they are and accept all their stuff.
Exactly, because we have a lot of stuff.
We all have baggage.
We have a lot of baggage. Sometimes have more than others, but
yes, we do.
Are you willing to put up with that baggage?
Correct.
Are you willing to put up with those flaws that we all have?
Are you willing to put up with the pain while they're in counseling or in therapy? Are you
willing
to go to therapy with them?
Ooh, Jesus.
It's no such thing as, you can go by yourself. Yeah, they can go by themselves, but it helps if you understand what they're dealing with and from their point of view.
Yes.
It's no one side beats all, you know, to be able to see both sides and, you know, be on the other foot is still love. It's still unconditional love, which we'll talk about that. We have a book coming up soon on unconditional love, and it's, you know, definitely awesome. Speaking of books, it's about that time to talk about our project that we have now. It's actually called what?
Oh, yeah. Getting that key makeover.
Yes. Key makeover to success.
You know?
So we're definitely, excited about that.
Yes.
You know, self-promotion, self-plug. Definitely excited about, being, transparent and, making us over to be who we need to be.
Yes.
You know, we have, concepts and, people that you see in Hollywood or, just in the industries, entertainment, I'm going to be like so-and-so, I'm going to be like that. And, it's cool, but to be able to find out who you really want to be, who you are, and what your purpose to be is the key to making over yourself for that success.
Mm-hmm.
To find out, number one, who am I? What do I want to be? Where do I want to be? To kind of, pinpoint those goals and to visualize and envision, where it is that you fit in. Like, we all have gifts and talents and things that we can do to be able to push and propel ourselves. So, I can see, I love to talk and teach, and, Paul can philosophize all day and, speak the word and understand it and sing. He loves to sing.
Yes, indeed.
And at the end of the day,
get me a song in once.
Correct.
Once or twice a day.
So at the end of the day,
singing in the background,
Paul Pep Houston
singing in the
is background. Also co-authoring on this particular book with me, K. Minnie Houston. So it's a privilege to be able to have a male insight and perspective.
Gotta represent for the fellas.
You know, for the fellas to be able to, you know, so it's definitely not just a woman's perspective. It's a guy's perspective.
We love you,
as
ladies,
well.
Though. We love you, ladies.
And we love you guys, but you guys don't know everything, you know.
We learn.
So,
we learn.
You know, we good. We learn too. So we can learn from each other. And, you know, I just want people to pick up the ebook. The printed version will be out probably within the next couple of weeks. And we also have...
We really do know everything, but yeah, we could.
No, you don't know everything. and that's another that's another show. So, but I still love you, though.
We know.
What?
We know.
Really? No.
We just try to you guys.
You do not get... We got each other, okay?
We're going to
disagree to agree.
Yeah, we compromise.
Yes, we're going to compromise
today. Got each other. Who's driving the car?
Jesus.
Who in his driving
Jesus.
Seat? Fellas, you know who in the driving seat, right?
No, no. Okay. Guys, you can't drive. That's another subject. It's another.
You know who in the driver's seat.
No, you know. Jesus is in the driver's seat. How about
Jesus
that?
Jesus take the wheel.
Exactly.
Take the wheel of this conversation.
Exactly. You see what I got to deal with? So, to wrap that up, just finding that key, just the key principles that are in your life that you want to set up for yourself. And we just listed a couple of things in the book. It's an evolving project. And we would love, you know, if you are seeking, you know, insight on understanding better ways to be successful within your personal life, your home, your church, ministry, we would definitely come out and love to speak with you about that. If you're in the DMV area, definitely check us out on Relationships Matter with pepandkeesh.com. And we do also travel for a small stipend. So our next part of the segment is brought to you, yes, again, by K-Stone for You, LLC. And we're talking with Paul Pep Houston, and he is the lead singer for the group. Tell us a little bit about this song, Falling in Love, that we're going to be playing today. What was the inspiration behind that?
Falling in Love really was inspired as far as just meeting a young lady. When you first meet her, you're getting to know her. You're getting to see what she's about, things like that. So you want to let the fellas know how you were feeling and how ladies, how you kind of made us feel. And we wanted to make sure that we expressed that and we kind of conveyed that message over to everyone of how that relationship started with the young lady. We met her and, you know, we wined and dined her and we took her out. We had great chemistry. We had a great time. And you felt yourself having feelings for this young lady more than just regular feelings. And next thing you knew, you were in love with this young lady.
Wow.
You know, and you wanted to share it with the world, tell everyone you were falling in love with this person.
Isn't it so special?
And yeah, we had a great time recording this song. We were able to do it in Atlanta.
That's
and we were down in the studio with our good friend Midwest down in Atlanta. And we had a great time, you know, recording the song. And when we made the song, we just wanted to let everyone know how we were feeling when we met that young lady. We just head over heels for, so we just had a great time making that song. And you know, you played a little bit before the show, I believe, you know.
Yes, and there will be some played throughout and the end, but let the ladies know what you feel about Falling in Love. Let's hear a little bit of it.
The song?
Yes.
The music?
Yes.
The single? Oh
yes.
Falling in love and love and love. This is no ordinary love. You know I'm falling in love and love and love. This is no ordinary love. I know I'm falling in love, love and love. You know, this little sample of the single there, young ladies. And we can go out and get it on iTunes and, you know, Amazon and Google. It's all over social media.
Exactly.
And you can pick it up there. And we definitely appreciate y'all's support.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's a single that we know you're going to enjoy, especially for the days that's coming up with the Valentine's Day. And every day really is a Valentine's
Day
for you.
Every day is Valentine's Day for
me. For special one,
you know.
But it's just that.
See, my baby love me.
All day long.
Yes, he does.
Yes, indeed.
He's so grateful and fortunate for me to have. Like you said, to be able to work with him is a blessing for me. Like you said, he doesn't talk much, but he's growing out of that, and I'm grateful for God to be able to have him share his views with the world, and to be able to show that men do have feelings too. We have emotions, and we can also be Christian and, you know, have a spiritual place, and to understand, you know, that it's okay to have dialogue. It's okay to, you know, be a man.
It's all right. It's all right to talk.
Yeah, it's all right to talk, you know, to be able to, you know, just
before kickoff. Just before kickoff,
you know, or, you know, NFL, NBA, tennis, you know, Venus and Serena and Coco and everybody else, you know, Tiger, you know, all sports. He ain't got into race cars, though. Not yet, but oh my gosh, stop. And then Olympics is coming up, and I ain't never going to get no time in.
Fellas. We got to make time, fellas.
We have to make time for love. You know, Fred Hammond said, make time for love.
Make time for love.
Yes, shout out to Fred Hammond. Yes. I love that song. It's Make Time for Love. And it's just, you know, it reminds us of when we're out and Paul's, you know, Peps were performing, and I'm just working and chilling and trying to get everything straight for them. But then we have to find time to, you know, sit down and enjoy one another, to have discussion time, to have quiet time, movie time, you know, alone time, love time, you know, family time. So, and then you find each other, you know, time for ourselves. So it's definitely a life balance that we must learn how to juggle and meet, and, you know, become a one with, to be able to, you know, understand what it is to juggle and reflect for everything. So it comes to time where it's time to go. But any last words on falling in love?
Make sure you love someone from the heart. Not make sure it's puffed up, but make sure it's genuine, and we keep it really special for that special young lady, young man. Hey, let's love someone.
So once again, take a look at our website. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our podcast. We are the Pep and Key Show. Take a look at our website at www.relationshipsmatterwithpepandkeesh.com.